In our last episode, you met Adam Makowicz, a famous Polish jazz pianist and composer living and working in Toronto and New York. Today he talks to us about the essence of jazz music, improvisation, of which he is a rare master.
Improvisation is a composition which is made right on the front of the audience. And at the same time, you perform, you compose, and you play this music. So you develop your own language or unique sound. It doesn't matter what instrument you play. Each jazz musician, play trumpet, saxophone, and piano, produce different kind of sound. However, they use the same instruments. And for example, when Oscar Peterson start playing, first few bars you listen is Oscar Peterson. We improvise pop songs usually, popular song that people can recognize what we are playing. We can communicate much easier with popular songs with the audience because this is communication. Music is like we don't talk, we don't speak to them, but we play to them. But this is not much difference. Speaking, you have to have some idea what you are going to speak to the audience. And what you use, what words you're going to use, it depends of how audience will react and understand what you're saying. It's exactly the same in music. We know what we are going to play, popular songs, but how... Then it happened on the stage. It depends of piano and also how audience react.
So each performance is different.
Exactly.
You have very strong connections with Poland now. Mm-hmm. And I guess part of it is because Chopin is your favorite composer. There's so much Chopin everywhere around Makowicz.
Well, I grew up with Chopin music. So the music is implanted to me. My parents did it. So blame them. Polish jazz musicians, when they improvise, they implant or they integrated some Polish music from folk, Polish folk music, or from classical, Polish classical music, particularly from Chopin. Chopin is romantic, beautiful melodies, very easy to improvise. Chopin was from classical composers the most easiest for me to adopt into jazz idioms. He was improviser.
Right.
This is all improvisation, only that he put down the music. He wanted to write down that next generation could play it. That time was no recordings. They couldn't record what he did many times, playing, you know, night with friends, with Liszt, surrounded by friends, little wine, right? And he played. And then next day, he just remembered how he played. He enjoyed that's what he did the last night. And he put it down and sent to Vienna to print it. I like not only Chopin, but recently I never liked it in school, Bach, for instance. But when they forced me to do something with Bach, I was skeptical from the beginning. But then I started to think about it, and I found a lot of useful things. What Bach did, I try to do the same way, but playing jazz, of course, it's... different music, 300 years between Bach when was alive and then played and composed, and jazz, which is 100 years old, a little over 100 years old, so new music. But anyway, Bach taught me that we could improvise, we could use both hands. Not only right hand, but usually jazz pianist, right hand is playing melody and left hand chord. But I treat piano as a band. I don't need bass player and I don't need the drums because I can do the same. We have two hands, 10 fingers, we can do by ourselves. And Bach stretch my imagination about the polyphonic way of playing using both hands.
Adam Makowicz, as we learned, is artistically connected with Polish genius composer Frédéric Chopin, being the only pianist on this side of the Atlantic who has recorded albums of jazz improvisations of Chopin's music. It turns out that almost 100 years ago, someone else improvised Chopin's music, of course in the classical idiom. Ignacy Jan Paderewski, a virtuoso classical pianist, composer, extremely popular internationally, respected diplomat and statesman, first prime minister of the independent Poland after World War I, world traveler. Adam Makowicz's wife, violinist Joanna Makowicz, the reason why he lives part-time in New York and part-time in Toronto, tells us a fascinating story of a book, an album, and two amazing improvisation masters, separated by a century, but forever connected by their love for Chopin, and now by one common album.
That's the book, 400 Years of Polish Immigrants in America, 1608-2008.
This is iconic album.
Okay. Right?
Because it talks about iconic Polish immigrants who left their imprints on the great country that United States is. And the book starts with Kościuszko, through Pułaski, through Modieska. And then there are many, many other fantastic brains, scientists, medical doctors. Among them is a gentleman who had discovered polio vaccine. Polański, Urszula Dudziak, our great artist, jazz singer, Głowacki, Zbigniew Brzeziński. They are people who are very well known in the States, who had done some great things. Among them is Ignacy Jan Paderewski. And Adam Makowicz is there, and Richard Horowitz. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because there was a project done actually here in Toronto. The Briante, the Adam Makowicz Chopin project. We got hands on Ignacy Paderewski 1920 and 1921 recordings of Chopin. I've purchased the rights. The whole concept is that Paderewski is playing his Chopin, which was, of course, digitally cleared in Switzerland, etc. So you will not notice the difference even. And we found a piano, Kawaii, Korean, huge, beautiful piano in one of the recording studios here that sounds very near to the sound of the piano that Paderewski was playing. So Paderewski was playing when he finishes with the last note, Adam is taking over and he plays the same thing in the jazz idiom. And and then the cover of that CD was designed, and the concept of another fabulous artist, photographer, Richard Horowitz, who is also in this book. So there is a connection. Unfortunately, Chopin is not in that book, but Chopin doesn't have to be in any book because he stands out on his own.